is to set up the front porch and the stabilization collar. You might also hear it referred to as a stab collar. Basically just to make sure that Orion stays upright, doesn't sway in the water too much, again, to make it easier for recovery forces to get the astronauts out. Again, we splashed down to the Pacific Ocean just after 5 p.m. Pacific time here. It's a requirement by NASA to be able to get the crew out of Orion within 2 hours of splashdown. So doing great on time so far. Plenty of time. No rush either. I was speaking to NASA flight surgeon Rick Schuring earlier in this broadcast, and he said to me, no rush to get the crew out. Just want to make sure that they're feeling good. And whenever they're ready to take their step out of Orion and onto that large raft, the front porch, folks will be ready. As there are mission audio loops in Mission Control in Houston, there is a mission audio loop here on the ship, and it was just reported out that the side hatch is open. Side hatch of integrity is open. We're getting these beautiful shots from our aerial assets. Away. Again, plenty of people on the boat here, glued to the side closest to where they can see all this action. And again, with just 3,000 yards separating us, great views from the bow here. You can see now that side hatch is open. One of the Navy personnel is about to get inside there. In they go. In total, 4 will go into Orion. So it'll be a little bit of a tight squeeze, but the goal is to have a recovery personnel with each astronaut assessing them. Boat's getting closer now. Again, that one that's right up against Orion, those are the divers that will go in to the spacecraft to check on each of the astronauts. These other boats will begin doing a number of things, putting on that stabilization collar onto Orion, building that front porch. Eventually, they will retrieve the parachutes as well as tow Orion back to the well deck of the recovery ship here. And so as we wait for the Navy and NASA personnel to get their assessments of the crew inside of Orion, why don't we toss it back to Rob for an update.
Yeah, thank you, Megan. Here in Mission Control, Flight Director Rick Hensling and the entry team of flight controllers still on duty. The vehicle has been powered down for some time now. There are no hazardous gases emanating from Integrity. That, of course, allowed the recovery personnel to approach the vehicle and then open the hatch to begin the initial medical assessment of the crew, as you just indicated. Now we're standing by for the erection of that inflatable raft, the front porch, alongside of the vehicle that will enable the crew to be extracted one by one onto the raft.